Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the EL.En. Full Year 2017 Results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Fersini of Polytems HIR. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us. Before we begin, please note that there is a remark management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans, and the prospects and forward-looking statements. With me on the call, Andrea Cangioli, EL.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, EL.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to companies' beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectation of a possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risk, including general economics and business condition, and the condition in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumption turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statements can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. But let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli. Go on, Andrea.
Thank you, Bianca. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us in this conference call we are holding after the release of our 2017 financials. We are very pleased with our numbers and with the strong revenue and profits progression we achieved in the year. The guidance we had provided exactly 1 year ago after the release of the 2016 financials was calling for 280 million in revenue and 27 million in EBIT. As you're aware, we raised the guidance a couple of times during the year based on the strong performance that we were registering. Finally, we touched 306 million in revenue and 30.5 million in EBIT. In my opinion, a very strong performance, also due to certain cost accounting details that Enrico Romagnoli will highlight to you in a few minutes. It was a year of extraordinary growth for our industrial sector, where revenue growth exceeded 50%, and a year of moderate growth in the medical sector, that anyway managed to grow by 5%, which, given the specific circumstances, has been an excellent result. The numeric details will follow. Let me make a few general comments on the dynamics of these two markets and our positioning within each of them. In the medical area, 2017 has been an excellent year for the business units running under the brand names Quanta System, Asclepion, Estelog, ASA, and Jena Surgical, with increase in revenue and in operating profit. It has instead been a transition and restructuring year for what concerns the historical core of the group. I mean the operation based in Florence, the EL.En. production plant and R&D department that stand behind the DECA business unit. In terms of revenue, this business unit had to cope with the reduction of sales of one of the cornerstones of our business, Mona Lisa Touch, on the U.S. market. As an effect of our distributor, Cynosure, being taken over by Hologic, and all the uncertainty generated by this transaction on the U.S. sales activity for Mona Lisa Touch. The clouds that had gathered on this business are now clearing away, but the effect on 2017 sales was a material decrease. At the same time, in Florence, also as an effect of the strong action of the newly appointed general manager, radical restructuring was put in place in the manufacturing floor, the R&D department, the engineering department, and a strong emphasis was put on the reinforcement of our quality assurance and regulatory departments, which by the way, in 2017 successfully managed an enormous number of quality system inspections. So we had higher costs and reduced revenue, not really the best combination. But the cost we incurred has to be considered an investment aimed to accelerate the new product release rate and the ability to timely distribute new products on the international markets. 2018 will enjoy of the release of a number of significant systems that will be the base of the revamp of the business unit this 2018 and the following years. One of the most significant releases of 2018 will take place just after Easter in Monte Carlo, where at the Anti-Aging International Congress, we will launch the Onda, the product we designed for a body contouring market based on a technology delivering microwave energy in cool waves mode to enhance the efficacy of a treatment that, according to our trials and studies, has excellent results in the contouring, tightening, and in the cellulite application. As you know, onda in Italian means wave, sea wave. And there will be more releases over the year, and also we are expanding the measures action, the measures that Hologic has taken on the Mona Lisa Touch sales and marketing teams and activities to bear significant fruit over the year. On the other hand, the industrial sector marked an outstanding, I mean, if outstanding is strong enough to describe it, performance. In the sheet metal laser cutting market, meaning in China and in Italy and Europe for Cutlite Penta, we are experiencing a strong market pull determined by the improvement in the technological offer as an effect of the adoption of fiber laser sources, of the higher productivity of the laser systems. On one side, laser cutting systems now challenge traditional technologies in the metal cutting market. And on the other side, they enlarge the base of the pyramid of the potential adopters of the technology. I have here with myself the picture of the crowd gathering at the gates of the Laser World of Photonics exhibition, which is currently taking place in Shanghai. And if you look at this picture, it doesn't look like an entrance of a business fair, but it looks like the gate of an important soccer game. Also, in the laser marking business, record achievements have been obtained in the year. In this field, the application is very requested because it's a tool for traceability and identification, which more and more is needed in all of the industries for customer service and quality system management. And the laser is a versatile, environment-friendly, flexible device, perfectly matching this kind of needs. On this regard, I'd like to mention an example. Our company Lasit, based in the neighborhoods of Naples. They are now close to 14 million in revenue, and this is very significant, their 2017 EBIT margin was 18%. So this means that also in the industrial business, once the critical mass is achieved, significant levels of profitability can be obtained. Within the group, the industrial business is not anymore struggling to keep the medical business pace, but it's offering a material contribution to sales, which is evident, and to profitability. Let me pass the microphone to Enrico for the financial details.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning, everybody. The result of 2017, as mentioned by Andrea, have improved the record of last year in terms of revenues and operating results. EL.En. closed the year with consolidated revenues of 360 million euros, up 21% on the last year. The gross margin was 127 million of euros, up 15% compared to the 111 million of last year, thanks to the increase in turnover. The decline in marginality to 41.5 in line with the first 9 months from the 43.8 is mainly due to the change in sales mix. And about it, two are the main points. The first one, and the most important, is the increase in turnover in the industrial sector, especially in the Chinese market, where the average margin on sales is lower than in the medical sector. In fact, the impact on industrial revenues on total turnover up 9% respect to the same period of last year. The second one, in the medical sector, is the result of a different sales mix with an increase in overall turnover, but with a lower margin than in the previous period. Operating cost and staff cost increased in total value, but the impact declined. In December, the group's employees were over 1,200, up from the 1,090 of last year. And the new recruitment mainly concerned Chinese affiliates. At the year end, the staff cost included 1.6 million of euro as stock option and stock-based compensation, compared with 0.2 million of last year. And the major part of the cost was in the fourth quarter, 1 million, mainly due to the stock-based incentive granted to the Chinese manager for 0.8 million of euro. EBITDA was 36.1 million of euro, up 12% over the last year, with an impact of sales of 12%. The reduction in terms of profitability is mainly due to the reduction in gross margin, but in the meantime, the ability to manage the growth, controlling the fixed cost, has allowed to industrial companies to achieve an important leverage effect with a significant improvement in their earnings. Amortization and other accruals increased from 4.8 million to 5.7 million, and mainly due to the adjustment of the provision for bad debts in Chinese company in line with the rapid growth rate. EBIT showed a positive balance of 30 million and 4 euros, up 10% from the 27.6 million and with an impact on sales of 10%. The tax results showed a positive balance of 27.2 million of euros, down from the 52.7 million of last year, when there was a known recurring items, the gain on disposal of Sinus shares for 23 million of euros. The tax rate in the period is 25%, higher than the last year when there was the exemption of the gain on the disposal of Sizer share. And excluding that item, the tax rate in 2016 was 33%. So there is an improvement in the overall and the consolidated tax rate. Net income is 15.6 million of euros compared to the 40.4 million of euros. In the fourth quarter, sales grew over 20% with a margin on sales of 41.3. EBITDA was 9.6 million in line with the fourth quarter of last year, and with an impact on sales of 11%. EBIT was higher than the fourth quarter of last year, the total amount, even though the EBIT margin declined. And pre-tax income is lower than the last year due mainly to the negative trend of exchanges rate. about balance sheet. The net financial position of the group increased of 2 million during the year, from 83 million to 84. The cash absorption of the period was mainly due to the increase in net working capital, which grew in accordance with the rapid growth of the group. And during the year, dividends paid were over 9 million. We also recall that for 11.5 million of euros, and 1 million was invested during the year, the cash is invested in insurance policy that, by their nature, are not included among the non-current financial assets and so not included in net financial position. CapEx in the year were 5 million compared with the 11 million of last year when the factory of Quanta and Wenzhou were inaugurated. On turnover, from the point of view of the geographical distribution, there was an uniform growth of 20% or above in all areas. It is the Italian market that showed the most significant growth, both in the medical and the industrial sector. Foreign markets grew of 20%, and they are more than 80% of the group's turnover. The turnover for medical systems grew by more than 10%. The overall growth of 5% for the sector is the result of the brilliant trend in aesthetic, led by hair removal, tattoo removal, and skin rejuvenation, up 19%, and achieved by our three business units, and the decline in surgical application and service, down respectively by 7% and 60%. In the meantime, good results was achieved in urological surgery and physiotherapy with a double-digit growth. The drop in surgical segment is mainly due, as already mentioned by Andrea, to the decline in the Mona Lisa Touch application system only for the, in the United States. In the rest of the world, the turnover of Mona Lisa Touch marked a further increase compared to the last year. The drop in service is primarily due to the upgrade of aesthetic system, which had a peak last year. There were also a reduction in sales of fiber optics used with urological system and creams sold together with aesthetic application. Furthermore, last year, during the third quarter, there was an exceptional revenue in service contracts in Japan. We expect the revenue for services and for service and post-sales activities will resume in the next year, in the current year, their physiological growth trend. The growth for industrial system well over 50% and is mainly due to the performance of Chinese companies for metal cutting system, with a growth of 80% in renminbi, but also thanks to the performance of Italian companies, Carlet Penta, plus 25%, and Glasit, 55%. The success of Italian companies goes far the effects of incentive provided under the name of Industry 4.0. Thanks to the remarkable growth of more than 66% in the year, the cutting segment became the most important segment for the group in terms of turnover, overcoming the aesthetic medical segment. Growth in laser sources sector continues to be a consolidated trend. The group is one of the few producers in the world of CO2 laser sources of medium power excited by radio frequency. And industrial service revenue increase of 50% due to the rapid increase in installed base. Andrea, go ahead.
Okay. Introducing the guidance for 2018, I would like to go back to LASIT, the company I was mentioning before, industrial laser business, marking 18% EBIT margin in 2017. I would like to show LASIT as a reference for the expected developments in our activities and investments that we are planning to perform in order to enhance growth. Our manufacturing facilities, and many of you visited our facilities, are mainly a building with a surface where manual assembly takes place, both for the small medical sales, medical systems that have, let's say, typically a half square meter footprint, and for the larger industrial lasers that can be as large as 5 per 10 meters. In order to increase production, we need larger production floors, larger surfaces, and as I always mentioned in previous calls and presentations, we have an investment plan to basically increase capacity by this means. LASIT is going to move to a newly bought plant, which is just aside them. We just bought a building adjacent to the building to here, to our LN premises. We are enlarging both the existing Quanta System building, and also we are getting more surface aside the new Quanta System building in Samarate. And we initiated construction of a new building in Jena for Asclepion and in Wenzhou for Pentalaser. A new building is also foreseen for ADA. Therefore, in this moment, also trying to capture the growth that of a market that is we see still quite strong, we will spend over the next 2 years, probably something like 26, 27 million. Most of them will be spent in 2018 for capacity enlargement through new plants and new larger plants. For what concerns the 2018 guidance, all said and all considered, as a starting point for the year, we consider that a 10% growth is something we can consider as our solid target, and we consider that 10% is the EBIT margin that we can maintain. Please consider, especially on the margin side, that even though we are in a phase of very positive economical environment, we are entering 2018 with the US dollar at about 1.22, 1.23, which is about 10% and more weaker than we had at the beginning of 2017. As I always mentioned, we are better off with a strong dollar, at least for the sales that we directly perform in the United States, where we do perform a good volume of sales and where the margins will drop due to the weaker US dollars. Of course, we have countermeasure to this that allow us to confirm, anyway, a solid growth for the year 2018. With this, I am done, or we are done with the introduction, and will be happy to answer your questions. Thank you for your attention.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. Well, my first question is clearly on your new Onda system. Could you provide us with more details about it? I'm referring to the expected launch in the first market. What are the markets you are expecting to launch the system in a first phase? Overall, when we can assume the first tangible contribution in terms of sales from this system? And a more qualitative question about the technology. How confident you are about the success of this new system? What are, in terms of characterizing, the differences between this system and the other of your competitors? Then the second question is about your sales network. If you can provide an update, if there are any further reorganizations in in Italy or in any other market. And then third question is about the US dollar. Are you experiencing clearly an impact on your direct sales? What about your competitive environment, meaning that your competitors, most of them are US based? So are you seeing also a tougher scenario in terms of competition? Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. So Honda, the Honda will be launched early April, and first delivery of the technology will start in the month of May and the month of June. So we don't expect material sales contribution until Q3 2018. During the first month, Honda will be available in countries where the CE mark is enough for selling, which means Europe and a few other countries, while it won't be available for sale in all the other countries that need a clearance for allowing the sale of a product. Among those countries, of course, the United States, where an FDA approval will need to be filed, and the FDA clearance for this product is expected not to be simple, since we have a very innovative technology that could cause some, could raise some issues with the FDA. Anyway, I believe that Honda in the United States is a product that won't see significant sales in 2019, probably something that we will see in 2020. In the meantime, we will be able to obtain clearances in several other countries. Probably the only countries that will have to wait further than 2019 are the US, China, and Japan. The system has a new technology. We use this microwave technologies combined with a cool waves approach, which aims to have an optimization of the energy delivered to the body. You know, in our systems, you have to deliver a significant amount of energy in order to obtain a certain effect, but you do not have to exceed a certain threshold, otherwise you damage the body. It's always, this is the issue with our system. You have to deliver a lot of energy, otherwise you are not effective, but not too much, because otherwise you create a damage. We had significant studies. You know, it's several years that we are studying this system, and we believe that the way the microwaves interact with the body allows the system to achieve a very effective result, not only in the pure contouring, which is the sheer reduction of the circumference at the wave level, but also in the tightening, in the texture, and in cellulite. So we are extremely confident that this system will be a success. For what concerns sales network reorganization, in this moment, the best new overall is that Hologic is doing very well after they reorganized their own sales network in the United States. If you want to talk about more the sales network of the group, there are more cooperations together among the companies in the group and markedly. The Estelog model, which in Italy sees Estelog brand distributing Asclepion's hair removal system, is now replicated in other countries. The first one has been Germany, where the Estelog model distributes not only the Asclepion systems manufactured in Germany, but also some of the Quanta system tattoo removal systems, which for the German markets can be available to the estheticians. The US dollar, finally, it's difficult to see an immediate effect the weakening of the US dollars. Of course, we see it immediately where we have contract in US dollars, where we sell a technology at a certain US dollar price. There, the impact is immediate and is an impact in sales and in margins. The indirect impact in other countries takes more time, but maybe in this moment it's not as strong because all the American competitors are enjoying a very good market in the domestic market, so they are less eager to be extremely aggressive worldwide. For this reason, for this moment, we don't see a material effect of the dollar weakening in the other countries around the world.
Okay, thank you. If I may, two very quick follow-ups. One still on the Honda system. Could you please give us an indication about the potential market for the system, for body contouring? And then a second question on tax rate, if you have any indication, any guidance on 2018. Thank you.
The market. I am not able to commit to any quantity, any number. I mean, we know that, but I can describe you what the market is looking like. Basically, please consider the two main competitors in the body contouring market. We are talking of Zeltiq, which under the Allergan hat will be a $400 million company today, this year, 2017, has been a $400 million company in body contouring only. And Cynosure, which probably is around $200 million in body contouring only. Only those two competitors, and there are others, because Cutera has its own product, Syneron Candela has its own product. So the two largest companies make $600 million of market. Probably there are about at least another couple of hundred of million of market covered by other technologies and other competitors. And so let's say that we're talking of an $800 million market. This market is adjacent to the aesthetic market we're covering with other products. I mean, hair removal, facial rejuvenation, tattoo removal. And, I mean, I could hope, even though there's no way I can grant this is going to happen, that Hélène can reach a market share on this market similar to the market share we have in the other segments. So since more or less on the other segment we have a 5 to 10% market share, the goal, the hope, which is not factored in any of the numbers that you have for 2018, is to reach this kind of market share in the body contouring market. If you do the math, it would be a significant increase to our medical market production since volume, because since last year, I believe we were at 175 million as the size. As the size of our medical business. And then the second question was
about the tax rate.
Tax rate, Enrico can answer.
As you know, the tax rate is an average tax rate of different tax rates, but I think for the 2018, a good assumption would be the current tax rate, so 25-27%.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Hope you can hear me. Now, my question are related to the other potential new products and let's say evolution of current applications. So if you can maybe elaborate on the dermatologic products. And the one for the foot ulcer treatment, and maybe if you can elaborate on maybe potential commercial agreement with third parties, and what's the state of the art with Hologic now that you are, let's say, resuming normal delivery to the product, and what's the, let's say, sales momentum in particular on that front. And as far as the guidance on EBIT is concerned, I'm still kind of surprised at the fact that at the end of the day you have no operational leverage. So maybe is that something else that we need to know on top of the export, let's say, component of Mona Lisa attached to the U.S., that we need to take into account, or is it also 2018, a year investment by which we need to take into account, and maybe this means that the operational leverage should come in 2019 and 2020? Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question, Andrea. So let's go through the products that we had mentioned over the time. The new dermatologic product experimentation are going ahead. We keep the secret of the application. We won't see, but plans are shifting a little bit, and so we won't see significant movement, if any, in 2018. The diabetic foot, we have strong interest, but we had some sales, but some sales that are not significant for our size. We have to acknowledge that further scientific documentation has to be developed in order to gain a significant impact by this application. That also probably won't see any significant sales volume in 2018. But I have other products that in the meantime overcame these two in our pipeline and could be extremely interesting in the contribution to 2018 financials. First of all, we have two new OEM contracts with top surgical providers. This weekend in Copenhagen, we have the European Urological Association. Our companies, Jena Surgical and Quanta System, will be present by themselves with their own product, but also in other stands of top-ranked worldwide market leader in surgical instruments. And this will be a great, this is expected to carry a great increase in the sales of surgical systems for urology, BPH and lithotripsy application. Another important to be released in short term is another DECA product. As I mentioned, DECA has undergone a restructuring of the R&D and we have a very pleasant productivity in this moment. We will release the Motus AY, which is the brother of the Motus AX, meaning the AX is the Alexandrid hair removal system for smooth operation in Alexandrid hair removal, while the AY adds an NDAC laser source for treatment for the skins that NDAC is effective on for hair removal, and also for having a combined hair removal and vascular unit, extremely effective. The launch is also due before the summer, we have good expectation for this product that will be followed a few weeks after by the platform Luxia, which marks the return of our company to the production of complex multifunctional platforms, a line of products that we had abandoned, but that seems to have some interest, and so we are proposing this new system. Hologic, of course, I can tell you that they are doing well because I know the orders they are placing. I'm sorry, but I cannot give you full visibility. I'm just, what is important to know is that after the period of, I would say, disorientation in which Hologic lost turnover and also lost people in the sales network, after they appointed the new president of the Sinusoid division, the strategy has been sound, the approach has been extremely concrete. They did very well. They now are restructuring the whole sales force, and even though I cannot disclose you the actual numbers, I can tell you that we see a great momentum. And as I mentioned to you before, Hologic is the perfect partner for Mona Lisa Touch in the United States because they continue in the path that has led so such important results for us, the path of selling to urogynecologists only, keeping the application as a very scientific, very technical application, as opposed to certain market areas in which gynecological application for vaginal rejuvenation are actually assimilated to cosmetic application, a market which is under certain points of view interesting, but that we are not pursuing with Hologic, being Hologic such an important company for diagnostic and for women wellness into the surgical clinics. Coming to your last question, there's no operational leverage. Yes, you're right, there is no operational leverage, but there is a US dollar which is down more than 10%. And so this is the answer to the operational leverage. I can also tell you that if we will be able to materially overcome the threshold of 10% in growth, there will be significant leverage.
Thank you very much, Andrea.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. The next question is from Emmanuel de Figueiredo of LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Just a few questions. On the body contouring, can you tell us for the FDA approval, realistically, if you want to be conservative, when do you think you could sell your first machine in the US, if you were conservative on the timing for that? And then just on your CapEx guidance for the next 2 years, you said that the majority is, of course, for expansion. Can you let us know on the figure, which I think you said was 28 million, can you tell us how much of that is strictly real estate and building related? And then finally, sorry if I'm picky on slide 13, but on the press release, I think you mentioned for the guidance, 10% increase in revenues. But then you do have operating margin expansion, because on the slide, on page on slide 13, you have 10%, but 10% on 30 of EBIT is 33, and you have 34. So can you clarify if the EBIT you're estimating is 34? Thank you.
Thank you, Manuel. I'm starting from the bottom. The last question is a matter of rounding. It's just
okay.
A matter of rounding. I think we get from 30.5 to 33.9, and so this is just a matter of rounding. Then about CapEx, so I'm going bottom up. I mentioned you the real estate only, or the real estate type only. On top of it, we have our normal investment, which is typically between 3 and 5 million. Body contouring and United States, as I mentioned before, it's hard for me to give a date. I would expect that the filing to FDA will take place during the summer of 2018. I wouldn't expect it to run any longer than 2 years. But we'll keep you updated on this. It could be shorter, but there's no assurance for it to be 2 years, because we have seen in our recent history, also with our competitors and also with Cynosure, when I was in the board of Cynosure, we have seen projects that after 1 year were rejected by the FDA that asked for 12 months follow-up. And so we had cases in which after 1 year of studies, we had to start over a new study and then wait 1 year after the end of the study. This could be this is the worst case, but this is what we're talking about. Of course, we are very bullish in our ability to obtain good results in all the other markets, but really I cannot give you anything more than I just said about our ability to sell the Honda in the United States.
Okay, thank you. And the name is, I think, like Mona Lisa, it's a very appropriate name, so a good choice of name, I think. It's Friday.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered this time.
So thank you, everybody. Of course, both Enrico and myself are available to host personal calls and personal meetings. I believe that the first event that we have is the STAR event, STAR conference at the end of the month. I hope to see many of you at that time. And for the moment, I wish you the best for the coming weekend.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye to everyone.
Bye.